ドゥダドゥダドゥダドゥドゥラララララオーラオーラオーラオーダブリューオーダブリューオーダブリューオーダブリューラララララララ。
The idea of anal sex is always better than the anal sex itself. I'm always a bit disappointed when I put my penis in an asshole. I just am. When I push my penis through that hole and I enter your body through your shitter, I'm just disappointed. Because the idea of it, the fantasy of it, is so cool. And it always is. Like, I can get hard right now, and I probably will, just from talking about fucking a hot woman in her ass. But whenever I have actually done it, it's always been like, well, it's just not as good. It's not as enjoyable as the other hole, in my experience. And people say it's tighter. Yeah, it's tighter. But it's also not shaped for the penis. The vagina is specifically molded for a penis. And an anus, it just isn't. It's designed for different types of and shapes of shit. That's what it wants. And it wants to push them out. It doesn't want anything in. And yeah, you can get the feeling of that gripping and all that stuff, but it's not really even that enjoyable. And I'm admitting that now here on Brad Nichols Podcast, that the feeling of the grip of a tight asshole isn't that enjoyable. When that asshole grips, that tight asshole grips my cock, it's not too enjoyable. And yet, thinking about fucking a woman in the ass always makes me hornier than thinking about fucking her in the pussy. It's very interesting, isn't it? I had a girlfriend once. She was kind of my girlfriend. That's what I was calling her, and she was calling me her boyfriend. But it was one of those relationships where it lasts, it lasts a while, but it's not really like a, hey, we're gonna stay together for years and years and years and years and years. It was one of those kinds of relationships. And this woman, this girlfriend of mine, she asked me to fuck her in the ass. Now, we had done it before. I had fucked her in the ass before, and apparently it was her first time being fucked in the ass. And during that time, she just kept kind of giggling and telling me, okay, now take it out because it's painful. And then I'd put it back in, and she'd be like, oh, now it's funny again, and I'm giggling. And that time, it wasn't too fun. But I remember there was one time when, I fucked her so hard in the pussy. I just really kind of fucking railed this bitch. And she was just, I could tell it was the best sex she had ever had. I could just tell. And it was one of the best kind of sex sessions I'd ever had as well. It was, I don't know what came over me that night, but I was really fucking horny. She was horny too, and I just wanted to fuck. And also, I think it was the last day that we were going to see each other for a while, so I really wanted to kind of, and I did. You know, I really wanted a strong fuck, because we weren't going to see each other for quite a while after that. So we had this amazing session of pussy fucking. And then I take my dick out of the pussy, and, you know, I'm thinking to reposition. I'm thinking about repositioning because she's in doggy style. I'm fucking her from behind. And I'm like, okay, I'm a bit bored of this. I want to, you know, mix it up, change it around, do something else. But then I decide for some reason not to. And I go, I don't know why. I just decide like, oh, I could fuck her again in this way for a while longer. I'll give her 5 more minutes from behind like this. So I was going to put it back into her pussy. And as I was entering her pussy, she turns to me and she says, you know, very definitively, she has made up her mind about this. She wants it, you know. She says to me, no, in my ass. And I was, whoa, it's like a fucking hurricane just came over, you know. I was like, whoa. It was a very special moment because no woman had ever asked me like that. Maybe not even asked me, I can't remember any, to fuck them in the ass. You know, it's always been like kind of a thing that they'll do and they kind of want to do. They want to try it, maybe. They want to do it sometimes. But they're also like, eh, all right, let's do this for a bit and then let's get back to how I really like the fuck, you know, in the hole that I was supposed to get fucked in. That's what it's always like. It's like, yeah, let's have anal sex, but, you know, I'm not going to be too exhilarated about it. I'm going to do it, but I don't want to make this a thing we do all the time, or it's not something I'm going to ask you to do to me. But with this girl just, she asked me very definitively. It was a statement as well. There was no question. It was like, no, fuck me in the ass. It was her exact words. I still remember her exact words. It wasn't no, fuck me in the ass. It was no, comma. There would have been a comma there if she was writing it down. It was no. And then the no would have been in all caps. It would have, all of it would have been capitalized. All right. It would have been no, comma, space, in my ass, period, full stop. That's what it would have been if she was writing it. Maybe it would have been even more fun if she had written it, you know, if she had taken out a piece of paper and she had written it, no, comma, space, in my ass, period. Yep, there we go. Full stop there, yep. And then she had just like handed it to me. Maybe that would have been even more exhilarating for me. I'm not sure. There's still time, ladies. If you wanna try that, then we can try that at some point. Yes. So that, but even that one, even that, and I mean, I really fucked her in the ass because she really wanted it. I just stuck it straight in there and I went just boom, 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 boom. I was plowing ahead. I was pushing in and out at high speeds and she was loving it. She really was loving it and she was coming from it at the same time. You know, multiple orgasms from this, and I wasn't stopping. Just the orgasm, shaking leg, like, or just screaming out, shaping, just, she was coming from it multiple times, and I wasn't stopping. I was just going and going and going and going. And then eventually, I got exhausted. Yeah, after a long period, I got exhausted, of course. And then I just collapsed and she collapsed. And I think that was it. Maybe we did other stuff. Maybe we fucked again in other ways, but, or maybe not. Maybe we just went to sleep, but it was a hardcore session of sex and anal sex. But even that, the feeling wasn't as special as the thinking of it, you know, the dreaming it up. What happens in my head when I think of that night? The feeling kind of, it seems like it's going to be amazing. It seems like it was amazing. But then if I really think about it and I kind of sweep all the dust aside, I remember that it was just like, yeah, it's like, okay, I'm in your asshole. But it's a bit of a disappointing feeling. It's a bit of a disappointing thing. But, you know, thinking about that, the thing that gets me hard the most is when she asks me to fuck her in the ass and when I'm fucking her in the ass. You know, me fucking her in the pussy isn't really going to, you know, get me too excited. And of course, I think the obvious explanation of all this is just because it's seen as like the naughtier thing to do, you know, the more bad thing to do, the more hardcore extreme thing to do. You know, ooh, we shouldn't be doing this type of thing is what anal sex is kind of viewed as more. But the reality just doesn't match up. And I think it's time a podcaster said that. Because the only people that matter in this world are podcasters. And there are only 4 or 5 real podcasters. And I'm one of them. It used to be just me. But then there, a few more came along. That's fine. I'm fine with the competition. If you want to be a podcaster, come along. Try it out. And try and see if you can become a real podcaster. Like Brad Nichols. Like the other few of them out there. But it's time one of us said it. And I've said it. And it's on record now, and it can never be changed. It can never be taken away. My mind can change, though. Maybe at some point I'll have anal sex that doesn't disappoint me. Maybe I'll put it in a woman's ass, and I'll feel like, wow, this is finally what I thought it was going to be. This finally lives up to the fantasy. Living the dream, baby. Living the fucking dream. Fucking you in the ass this way. Your asshole deserves a medal. A golden medal. A golden medal. Not a gold medal. A golden medal. Maybe I need to fuck a guy in the ass. Maybe that's my problem. Maybe I haven't had sex with a man. Maybe I need to fuck a guy in the ass. Maybe the problem is that I haven't had sex with a man. Maybe I need to find a man somewhere, perhaps on the street, would be nice, and just seduce them and bring them back to a private enclosure. Bend them over, lube them up, and go inside with my probe. Probe their asshole. And maybe it'll feel better. Maybe, you know, the man's ass is designed for cock, but women's asses aren't. Possibly. Possibly this is the solution. So and I'm not going to go gay, okay? Just because I'm fucking a guy in the ass doesn't mean I'm going gay, okay? I don't have time to be gay. I would love to be gay. I just don't have time to be gay. Because you have to, it seems like a very social thing, being gay. If you're gay, it seems like a part of the experience is having lots of friends and taking care of, you know, your appearance and kind of keeping up an appearance and just being kind of kinder and a nicer person and a bit sassy, but still kind of a sweetheart. That's what it seems. That's all the gay people I've met. Hey, yes, I'm stereotyping, but that's all the gay people I've met are like that. And I just don't have time for that. It's not the fucking of men that kind of really puts me off. I could fuck a guy in the ass. What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. I could. I'm not really attracted to men. I'm not attracted to hair and muscle and, you know, chiseled boyish model looks or whatever. I'm not attracted to masculinity. But I could fuck a guy in the ass and I don't think it would kind of bother me. I wouldn't walk away and be like, what have I done? What have I done, you know? I did something against who I am. No, I could fuck a guy in the ass right now. Why not? And I don't think it would make me gay. It would just be like, okay. See what this is like. And if it turns out that anal sex with a man, giving anal sex to a man, it feels incredible and a lot better than giving it to a woman, then I would fuck a man every now and then. I love my podcast. There are some people out there who don't love my podcast. Can you believe that? There are some fucking idiots out there who don't understand Brad Nichols. If you don't understand Brad Nichols, then I think you should kill yourself. I think that, you know, even if you don't want to kill yourself, if one day you find yourself not getting it, not understanding Brad Nichols, not kind of being in tune with this beautiful, rich multiverse that I am the fucking undisputed god of, then just kill yourself and jump off a bridge specifically. I think jumping off a bridge is the best way for people who don't like me and my podcast to kill themselves. Because then you can record it, kind of, you can have other people record it, lots of other people. It's a very public place. You can have, you know, there's CCTV cameras, I'm sure, on the bridge, you know, so I can see it. I want to see it. Also, it's a stage, you know, it's a bridge. It's like a fucking theater stage out there in a city or something. Or in nature. It can be a bridge in nature, you know, across a great raging river. But just jump. Just get on a bridge. If you don't like me and you don't like my podcast, find a bridge and jump off the bridge. And then arrange for footage of that to be sent to me. Or even better than that, fucking invite me. Invite me to your bridge jumping. If you don't like me, you don't like my podcast, for whatever reason, I'm sure you all have lots of reasons, you fucking haters. You fucking hater people. You fucking hating people. I'm sure you have your reasons. Lots of reasons. But I mean, invite me. And I might come. I might come and watch you jump off a bridge and kill yourself. Yeah. Because I love my podcast. And I love me. I love me. And I love my podcast. I don't know how we got onto that. I don't know how where that came from. Yeah, interesting. What are we talking about again? Talking about me fucking men, I think. What's the actual episode about? Oh, it's about anal sex. Yes, the episode itself is about anal sex. How many times have I had anal sex? I've never received it. I've never been given it, you know. Never happened. But I've given it. I've been the provider of it. How many times? I'm counting right now. So you just wait. Yeah, it's quite a few times. I'm not going to give you the exact number. I know it now in my head. It's more than 10. Less than 5,000. It's more than 10. It's less than 5,000. And even though I've done it quite a lot, I still haven't experienced like the way I want it to be, the way I thought it would be. It's not the same, you know? But then again, when we achieve our dreams, is it really the same as we think it's going to be? Or is it just fucking empty? I mean, the dreams, I mean, when I achieve a dream, there is this kind of feeling, there is, you know, that release of serotonin and just that big, ooh, that rush, that happiness, that victory. And I celebrate it for a while, but it wears off, man. And then it just becomes a fact, like, I won that thing. I did that thing. I achieved that goal. I made that dream come true, baby. I made that dream come true. But then it just kind of fades away. That feeling, at least. The thing is there. And it always, you know, will be there. And that's a nice thing to know. But the feeling goes away. So maybe this episode is on anal sex and about the disappointment of the reality of anal sex, but it could just as well be about anything that you kind of dream about and then you make come true. It's something you realize that you really wanted to do in life and you do it. And it's tinged with that, you know, that kind of a bit of disappointment. And yeah, like anal sex does feel good. I'm not saying it feels bad, but it doesn't feel the way I thought it would feel. The idea of it is better than the reality of it. And that's a shame. That's a shame. That's a shame. All right, that's it. Okay, I'm done with the anal sex bit. I'm done with talking about anal sex. I'm done with this episode.